This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro chikumi 20, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7, nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mutungamiri weMDCT vamogentsvangirai vanoti vamugabe varemerwa nekutonga nyika nekudaro ngavachienda pamudyandigere.
Sapermanent Secretary nezuro 2013 vaitungamirira nyaya yakatorwa nepresident ye15 billion. Vanhu vechiba ivo vasikabi vari Permanent Secretary, zvakamira sei?
Komiti yeparamende inoona nezvezvicherwa inoti vari kutungamira kucherwa kwemangoda kwamarange vari kutadza kutsanangura kuti mari yacho iri kufambiswa sei. Nyaya yekushomeka kwemari yopararira munyika zvopakuti vakawanda vanetseke zvakanyanya.
Tiri kutsaya kuitwa nehurumende zvinotatsirika hazvo pakuti vada kutsaya kuti vange vachiwandudzawo local industry. Asi zvinogona kuita kuti maconsumers vasabenefite kuchitarisa nyaya yekuti zviri kugadzirwa muZimbabwe zviri kugadzirwa nemutengo wakati kwirei. Zvigadzirwa zvemuZimbabwe zvinotodhura.
Hurumende yorambidza zvinhu zvakawanda kupinda munyika izvo zvoshorwa neveruzhinji. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Nengo dzekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvezvicherwa dzatanga kuongorora mashandiro ekambani yehurumende inoona nezvekucherwa kwemangoda munyika yeZimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Mining Company kana kuti ZCDC. Kambani iyi yakaumbwa mushure mekunge makambani ainge achichera mangoda atorerwa maresinesi nehurumende. Makambani aya anosanganisira Marange, Anjin Investments, Diamond Mining Company, Jenani, Kusena, Marange Resources neMbada Diamond. Asi vakuru vekambani yeZCDC vakundikana zvachose kutsanangura kuti vari kuchera mangoda akawanda zvakadii, mari yavari kuwana yakawanda zvakadii uye kuti vari kupa hurumende mari yakawanda zvakadii. Mari iri kubva kukambani iyi hapana anoziva kuti yakawanda zvakadii. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Komiti yeparamende iyi yatanga nekubvunzurudza vakafanobata chigaro chemukuru wekambani iyi varijinyashanu uye munyori mukuru webazi rezvezvicherwa muzvinafundo Francis Kudyanga. Muongororo yavo komiti yati zviri pachena kuti kambani iyi haina kuumbwa zviri pamutemo uye nemashandiro ayo haana kujeka. Sachigaro wekomiti yevadhaniel Shumba vati apo nyika iri kuneseka nekushaya mari, veruzhinji munyika vanotarisira kuti kutengesa kwemangoda kungadai kuchiunza mari munyika. Asi vati zviri pachena kuti zvichitevera kumiswa kwemakambani aichera mangoda kwamarange, kambani yakaumbwa nehurumende kutora basa iri yeZCDC inenge isina kuumbwa zviri pamutemo uye kusvika pari zvino nyika iri kutowana mari shomanana kubva kumangoda, izvo zvisingabatsiri nyika. Vatanga kupa humbo kukomiti ndavanyashanu avo vatadza kupindura mibvunzo yakawanda ine chekuita nekambani yavo, izvo zvotsamwisa nengo dzekomiti iyi idzo dzavadzavaudza kuti zviri pachena kuti havana chavanoziva uye vanenge vakapinzwa basa nezvechikiribidi. Vanyashanu vati hapana chakanyanya chiri kubuda kubva kwamarange uye kusvika pari zvino kambani iyi yakwanisa kupa hurumende miriyoni yemadhora chete. Asi mushure mekutadza kupindura mibvunzo yakawanda, komiti iyi yati vanyashanu vadzoke zvekare vakagadzirira. Komiti iyi yazobvunzurudza vagudyanga avo vanhu vesachigaro wekambani iyi zvakare vari sachigaro wekambani Minerals Marketing Corporation of Zimbabwe zvirikitwa navagujanga zvekutora zvigaro zvose izvi zvinonzi nemagweta zvisipa mutemo vagujanga vatadza kusanangurawo mashandiro ekambani iyi izvo zvisina kufadza nengo dzekomiti iyi dzikavaudza kuti vari kutamba nebasa apo nyika iri kutambura nekushaya mari vaprospa mutseyami imwe nhengo yekomiti iyi vasina kufara nekupindura mubvunzo kwange kuchitwa navagujanga pamwe navanyashanu vamutseyami vaenderera mberi vachiti zvinosuwisa kuti vagujanga vanotadza kupindura mubvunzo asi ivo vaive munyori mukuru webazi rezvechicherwa panguva inonzi nemutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe pakashayikwa mari inodarika mabhiriyoni 15 yemangoda ekwamarange
sapermanent secretary nezuro 2013 vaitungamirira nyaya yakataurwa nepresident ye15 billion vanhu vechiba ivo vasikabi vari permanent secretary zvinezvi varipo futi vapinza team nyowan kambani nyowan vaakusenza nedzisiri mbavha ivo vaisenza nezuro nembavha ivo nhasi vasiri mbavha zvakamira sei
asi vagujanga vati hurumende yave kutoongorora nyaya yekutsakatika kwemari iyi vagujanga vati vanofunga kuti kubatanidzwa kwemakambani anochera mangoda kuchabatsira nyika uye vati vasingazvifariri izvi ndivo vari kuzvipikisa vatiwo kambani yezcdc haisati yave kunatsoshanda sezvo pane mamwe makambani aichera mangoda kwamarange akaita sembada neangen akaenda kumatare edzimhosva ndakamirira studio 7 muharare ndini Ivan Chipera.
Mabhanga mazhinji emunyika nhasi atanga kupa veruzhinji mari yekusouth africa pamwe neyekuchina asi veruzhinji vanoti mari iyi haisi kuwanikwa nyore mutoro wedu wenhau thomas chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi
mabhanga mazhinji munyika nhasi atanga kupa veruzhinji mari yekusouth africa anove marands pamwe nemayuan ekuchina asi izvi hazvina kupedza dambudziko rekushayikwa kwemari mumwe wevanhu vanga vari mumutsetse yekutsvaga mari mumabhanga ndivasimon mugwagwa avo vanoti vaswera vari mumutsetse pabhanga vachitsvaga kuti vatore mari vamugwagwa vati mari yemhando yemaranzi nemayuan yakazoiswa nebhanga guru renyika rereserve bank of zimbabwe kana kuti rbz kuti ichatanga kuwanikwa mumabhanga nhasi yaswera isiri kuwanikwa pamichina inoburitsa mari kana kuti maATM
zvinhu zvacho hazvina kana odha kana kumborongeka because tabvira kuseni takamira pano kubva kuma9 chaiko up to now tirikungonzi maranzi acho hamuna kana iyo yuani achirutaurwa iri kunzi hapana
izvi zvatsinhirwa namai teklas nyohwera avo vatiwo vaswera vakagarira guyosembwa vari pamutsetse pabhanga mudhorobha amai zinyohwera vati vashaya mari pamadziro ebhanga paautomated teller machine kana kuti atm vakapinda mukati mebhanga asi havatachavawana
even vakatipa mapula nemapaunzi acho haashande munomu because mashops akawanda vanhu vanomaramba
mumwe mugari wemuharare vagarikai murendo avo vakwanisa kuwana maranzi nemayuani kubhanga kwavo vati vezvitoro vazhinji vari kuramba maranzi nemayuani aya zvavanoti zvabva zvaita kuti vasazive kuti vodii
muzvitoro vari kuramba kuti tishandise mayuani uyezve ukaenda kumabanks mabanks asati atanga kupa vanhu mayuani acho
vashandi vemumabhanga vatataura navo avo vasina kuda kutaura pamhepo vati vatadza kupa vanhu maranzi nemayuani aya sezvo anga ari mashoma vamwe vashandi vemamwe mabhanga vatiwo chimwe changa chichivanetsa ndechekuti vanga vasiri kuziva kuti mari idzi vanodzichinja sei sezvo vanga vasina kupiwa uremu hwemaranzi nemayuani aya uye vatiwo mari yavawana nhasi kubva kurbz yanga iri shoma zvokuti yanga isingakwane kupa vanhu vese vanga vachida kutora mari yavo kumabhanga kunyange dai wawana maexchange rates acho paine nguva ndakamirira studio 7 muharare ndini thomas chiri pasi
Mamwe masangano evashandi vehurumende ari pasi peApex Council anonzi asangana nhasi muHarare akasunga kuramba kuenda kumusangano wanga wadaidzirwa nebazi rezvevashandi nemabasa wekuziya nezvekunonoka kwevashandi kuwana mihoro yavo mwedzi uno. Musangano uyo unonzi wanga uchipindwawo nevekureserve bank of Zimbabwe vebazi rezvemari pamwe nevekucivil service commission. Munyori mukuru werimwe sangano revarairidzi reprogressive teachers union of Zimbabwe kana kuti PTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vanoti masangano evashandi gumi nemaviri apindawo musangano weApex Council uyu uye awirirana kuti haana kushevedzwa negwara kwaro kumusangano wehurumende uyu. Vamajongwe vanoti musangano wavaita uyu wasungawo kuti vashandi vehurumende vachatora matanho kana vasina kuwana mari dzavo dzemihoro panopera mwedzi uno. Hurumende yakazivisa nechishanu chapfuura kuti nekuda kwekushayikwa kwemari yakanga ichizoendesa mberi mazuva ekutambirwa kwemari nevashandi vayo. Vechiuto vave kutarisirwa kutambira mari dzavo musi wa27 vachiteverwa nemapurisa musi wa30 mwedzi uno. Varayiridzi vanonzi vachazotambira musi wa7 mwedzi unouya vachiteverwa nevebazi rezveutano pamwe nevamwe vashandi vose musi wa14 kuchizopedzisira vari pamudya ndigere musi wa19. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navamajongwe.
Tati hatingagoni kuenda kumusangano nehurumende nekuti hurumende inotidedza nefoni sekunonzi tiri vafudzi vemombe. Tikati haa, kana ariwo maitiro avanoita nesu hatiwirirani nazvo. Saka tati kwete, hatigoni kuenda kumusangano uyu. Ende chepiri ndechekuti tiri kuti isu team leader wekusaidi regovernment avanga atombori acting permanent secretary kuministry of labor. Saka tiri kuti ndoke kutanga kuti panhaurirano dzinoitwa pakati pehurumende mukuru wegovernment anenge ari team leader yegovernment side anenge asiri muministry yelabor, kureva kuti taakungonegosieta neministry yacho pamwe chete negovernment at the same time. Saka tari chiti ngavatipowo umwe munhu asiri munhu anenge atingati ari interested party. Chetatu ndechekuti isiri kuti kushata nekuchinja mapage esu kutiisa mapage emuna July zvinhu zvatiri kuti muhisiri yenyika ino hasati zvaitika ende hazvisini zvatinotarisira ende tabva tangoti no ngazviperere pano ende hatisi kudarana kumbozvinzwa kuenda mberi. Todavira kuti hurumende kana ichiteerera ngaitsvage mari.
Musangano wamaa muchifanira kuenda kunoita nehurumende maa muchida kukurukura nezvei?
Tanga tadaidzirwa kumusangano nehurumende todavira kuti vanga vachida kunotipa mapirizi here kuti tinyarare kana kuti vanga vachida kunotiudza nhamo dzavanadzo kana kuti vanga vachida kunotibraibha hatizivi. Asi isu tiri kuti haa, hurumende haingagoni kutidaro. Hurumende haingagoni kutibata sekunonzi tiri vatorwa kana kuti tiri vabva kure pamusha pedu.
Saka ramangwana renyu rakamira sei vamajongwe? Mune matanho amuri kuronga kutora here sevashandi vehurumende?
Tiripo nechekuti nhaurirano hatina kumbodziramba. Tiri kuvati isu ngavauye vataure nesu nechekutanga. Asi chepiri ndechekuti hatisi kubvuma kuti masalaries edu agonza hakuna mari isakafenza. Nekuti tadhumara tabvunza ipapo vana vedu kana vazukuru vedu vachazototiseka rimwe gore kuti hava nomapezi madinunu aisenzera nyika asingabhadharwi.
Munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Takundikana kubata gurukota rezvevashandi amai Priska Mfumira kuti tinzwe nezvemusangano wanga uchitariswa kuitwa nhasi uyu. Zvichakadaro, sangano ravanomukoti reZimbabwe Nurses Association rinonzi harisi kufarawo nekuendeswa mberi kwemazuva ekutambiriswa mari uku. Munyori mukuru wesangano iri vaEnoch Dongo vaudza ZBC kuti vari kutsutsumwa nekuti hurumende haisi kukoshesa chibvumirano chavakaita mukutanga kwegore chekuti vashandi vezveutano vatange kuwaniswa mari. Imwe nyanzvi mune zveupfumi inoti danho rakatorwa nehurumende rekurambidza kupinzwa munyika kwezvigadzirwa zvakawanda zvinobva kunze richaita kuti mitengo yezvigadzirwa zvemunyika ikwire zvakanyanya uyewo kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvichatoshayikwa muzvitoro. Dr. Prosper Chitambara, vanoshanda nesangano reLabor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, vanoti rimwe dambudziko richabuda nderekupinzwa kwezvinhu izvi munyika zviri kunze kwemutemo. Hurumende yakazivisa kuti pasi pemutemo weStatutory Instrument 64 of 2016, zvinhu zvakawanda zvinosanganisira zvekudya, zvekuvakisa pamwe nezvekurimisa hazvichabvumidzwi kupinda munyika sedanho rekusimudzira makambani emunyika. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita naDr. Chitambara pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Chekutangisisa, zviri kutsaya kuitwa nehurumende zvinotashirika hazvo pakutaura kutsaya kuti vange vachiwandudzawo local industry. Asi zvinogona kuita kuti maconsumers vasabenefite tichitarisa nyaya yekuti zviri kugadzirwa muZimbabwe zvogadzirwa nemutengo wakati kwirei. Zvigadzirwa zvemuZimbabwe zvinotodhura zvakanyanyisisa tichienzanisa nezvigadzirwa zvedzimwe nyika. Saka zvakulimita number one nyaya dzemaconsumer choice, zvakuderedzawo even nyaya dzetinoti pachirungu nyaya dzeconsumer welfare. Sakuti munhu akumanikidzwa kunge achitenga zvigadzirwa zvemunomu dzimwe nguva zviri kudhurisisa, uye dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zviine quality inenge iri pasi.
Asi ka vachitambara tinoona kuti zvigadzirwa zviri kunzi nehurumende hazvichabvumidzwa kupinda munyika. Zvigadzirwa zvakawandisa zvekuti mungaona here makambani emunyika achigadzira zvose izvozvi zvakarambidzwa izvi?
No, hatina capacity yekunge tichigadzirwa zvese zvarambidzwa chekutangisisa. Uye patiine capacity pacho tiri kuzvigadzira nemutengo wekumusoro-soro zvakanyanya, zvekuti makonsuma achatoona nhamo yekuti anenge akumanikidzwa kutenga zvinhu zviri kudhura uye zvinenge zviine quality dzimweni dzenguva inenge iri pasi. Saka nyaya dzekonsuma dzakanganiswa zvakanyanyisisa, nekuti muchatanga kuona even veiwo vari kugadzira zvigadzirwa zvemuno vachatanga kukwidza even mitengo yavo, nekuti panei vasina competition kubva kune zvigadzirwa zvekune dzimwe nyika.
Tichitarisawo panyaya yekupinzwa kwezvinhu nevanhu vanenge vaakupinza zvinhu zvarambidzwa izvozvi zvichipinzwa zvisiri pamutemo munyika.
I think ndo zvinowanzoitika. Normally hurumende yakaunza maregulations akadai panowanzoita dambudziko renyaya yesmuggling. Saka ichokwadi, nyaya yesmuggling inotowanda kwete muZimbabwe chedu, even nyika dzakawanda dzatinomboongorora hurumende yakauya nemamezha akadai, normally nyaya dzesmuggling dzinowadzatanga kuitika.
Dr. Prosper Chitambara, nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Mutauriri webato reZimbabwe People First vakuda kwashe basikiti vanoti bato ravo iro rakaita musangano wekutanga mukuru kuvulawayo riri kugadzirira musangano mukuru muHarare mugadziriro yesarudzo dza2018. Vari kufanotungamira bato iri amai Joyce Mujuru ndo vakataura paStanley Square muvulawayo. Ngatinzwei zviri kurongwa nebato iri muhurukuru yaitwa naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7 navabasikiti.
Mugore ratinenge tiri kuHarare tichiitira paraparaurewa vanhu vachiti vamuzonacha muri pano vachitera vanhu nemagazi nyika yose, isu tinenge tiripo ipapo neveHarare chete. Tichibvapo tinoenda maprovhinsi ese, Masvingo, Midlands, Manikaland, Mashonaland, West, East, Smart South, Matabeleland, North, kwese tiri kundokavha pezvoita National Launch musi wa30 July.
Ko, zvatatichimbonzwa kuti mubato hamuna kuwirirana pakati pevamwe vakuru, zviri kufamba sei?
Hapana patisingawirirani. Mubato medu vamwe vaida kumbosima mhonzi idzodzo dzemanepo yekuti pane kuza, takabvumirana zvose. Iko zvino tine vakuru vakatanga musangano wePeople First vachidetsera vana vagumbo, vana vamutasa, vakuru vanoremekedzwa nesu tose, nyange namai Juru vachiremekedza kuti ndo mafounding fathers. Saka zvavakuriwa mafounding fathers anotuma vanana vachimanya kuti enda uku, enda uku. Ivo havachi neridzo yekuti tingahora tichimanya manya uku, vati tapedza takuongeranisa kwalo tadai tomokutuma muchinda nekukuadvisa kuti izvi musaita, izvi musaita, isu tinotenda kuti ndovakuru vedu.
Mutauriri webato reZimbabwe People First vakuda kwashe basikiti vachitaura parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Munyori mukuru weUnited Nations vaBan Ki-moon vakurudzira pasi rose kuti richengetedze kodzero dzevanhu vari muupoteri, apo pasi rose riri kucherechedza zuva revapoteri kana kuti World Refugee Day. Musi wa2010 ndo wakatarwa neUnited Nations kuti ucherechedzwe zuva revanhu vanenge vari muupoteri. Chinangwa ndechekukurudzira dzihurumende pasi rose kuti dzichengetedze kodzero dzevapoteri. Kurudziro yemasangano anoshanda nevapoteri ndeyekuti vana vari muupoteri vaende kuchikoro muri dzirimo upoteri dziwane pekugara pakanaka uye kuti vapoteri vavaniswa mukana wekushanda. Nyaya yehondo nekusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyika dzakaita seZimbabwe kunopa kuti vakawanda vagume vave muupoteri. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa-919 AM, pa-4930 kana pa-16065 ne-15460 kHz pa-shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mapurisa mashanu emuKenya apfurwa akafa nevanofungidzirwa kuti ndevanopfurikidza mwero veAl-Shabaab avo vari kurwisa hurumende yeSomalia. Mapurisa aya anonzi anga achiperekedza bhazi ranga rakatakura vanhu mudhorobha reRilwak pedyo nemuganhu neSomalia. Pamuganhu apa panogara pachirwiswa zvakanyanya neAl-Shabaab. Chikwata cheTaliban chemuAfghanistan chinoti ndicho chine munhu anga akazviteya nemabambu aputitsa akauraya vanhu 10 nevana vanga vari mubhazi. Mukuru anoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwemukati meAfghanistan vaAbdullah Abdullah vati vafa vanosanganisa mauto nezvizvarwa zvekuNepal neAfghanistan. Pane mashoko ekuti vamwe vanhu 10 vafa mudunhu reBadakhshan apo mumwe anga akateya mabambu pamudhudhudhu aputitsa pamusika unotengeserwa zvinhu. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu cheutano tiri kutarisa matambudziko ari kutarisana nevanorarama neusope pakuwana mishonga yekushandisa zuva nezuva kuzvidzivirira kubva kuzuva. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwezvirongwa mugungano reWomen of Dominion International muzvare Netsai Zhou vanoti sangano ravo riri kushanda nevamwe vana mazvikokota munyika kuitira kuti pawanikwe mishonga inobatsira vanorarama neusope inoshanda uye kuti inge ichitengeka nyore. Muzvare Zhou vakataura izvi pakupera kwemubatanidzwa wemadzimai vanoe zvisvarwa zvemuZimbabwe wakaitirwa kuDelaware muno muAmerica. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yaitwa naMavelas Mushanganya uye weStudio 7 naMuzvare Zhou.
Tinobatsira vanhu vane albinism kumusha. And tati chingokumbira vakadzi tichiuya kumaconference kuti vangotivigira masun hats nemacaps, masunscreens nemasunglasses kubatsira vanhu ava. But iye zvino nokuita basa kwatiri kuita takaona kuti masunscreens atiri kutumira aya akagadzirwa varungu. Saka haasi kunyatsoshanda pavanhu vedu, kune vamwe vachiri kungowana cancer. Although havo vachiri kubatsirwa kuti zuva risavapisa, asi cancer ichiri kungowanikwa nokuti mazhinji masunscreens haasi kuprotekta marays anokoza cancer. And then skin yacho yakangosiyana neyavarungu anyway. Takasangana navamwe pharmacist vari kumusha vanonzi Dr. Joey Chifamba. Vakagadzira makore apfuura vakagadzira sunscreen yevanhu vatema. Saka iye zvinota patakasangana navo tikataura navo, tiri kuedza kubatana neWomen of Dominion navo tione kuti tishande pamwe chete here kuti sunscreen yavakagadzire iwinde kuvanhu vakawanda, nokuti iye zvino vari kungoishandisa ku betsera mapatients avanowona. And because of the economy muZimbabwe zvayaita, vasikukwanisa someone one kuti vabatsire rudzi rwese uku. Saka tiri kuda kuti tishande nawo tione kuti kuda tingaita reach out kuvamwe vakawanda.
Muri kubatsira vanorarama nealbinism vakadii?
Iye zvino tiri kushanda na ALCOS, e organization irimo outside Harare. Mukuru wavo vanonzi Mai Mainato, Mai Loveness Mainato. Ivo chepachavo vane vana vashanu vane chisope icheche. And vakatanga organization iyi, and vanhu vavari kubatsira i-800 iye zvino. 300 vacho vana vadiki, saka 500 vanhu vakuru.
vanga vari muzvare netsaizvou vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwezvirongwa musangano reWomen of Dominion International vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kuDelaware muAmerica. Vamwe vatsigiri vemutambo webasketball vanoti vari kufadzwa nemutambo webasketball wakatambwa nezuro pakati peGolden State Warriors neCleveland Cavaliers. Ukuo pane nhau dzenhabvu, chikwata cheCapes United ndicho chave pamusoro pemakwikwi eCastle Lager Premier Soccer League panguva yeDynamos yakaonekana nevatsigiri vaya vakashayika Sean Rapera mutsaona. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Makundano eCastle Lager Premier Soccer League ave nemutungamiri mutsva mushure mekunge Capes United nezuro yarova Mutare City Rovers 2-0 ndokuenda panhongonya ichisiya ZPC Kariba iri pachidanho chechipiri nenyaya yekuti yakanwisa zvibodzwa zvakawanda. Asi nyaya iri kutaurwa nezvayo munhabvu kwese kwese ndeiyo yakaitika muRufaro Stadium apo chikwata cheDynamos chakadambura ngezi Platinum Stars 2-0 mumutambo uyo vaiyeuka vatsigiri vavo vasere avo vakashayika mujodzi yemotokari vachienda kunoona chikwata ichi chichitamba nechapungu kugweru Sondo Rapera. Ocean Mushure uyo akatamba semunhu akasvikirwa anoti vakapedza sondo rese vataurirana kuti vaifanira kukunda mumutambo uyu kuti vafadze vatsigiri vavo vakavasiya ava achiwedzera iye kuti vari kutarisira kukunda mumitambo yavo iri kutevera kuti vava vacheme zvakakwana.
Tese tachirangarira vatsigiri vakatisiya zvivari kutirwadza zvisiri kuita, saka tichangoti tikutarisira kuti tiwine magames edu ese atasara nawo kuti tivachemewo zvakanaka.
Mumwe mutsigiri wechikwata chine mukurumbira ichi vaZebron muzvidziwa vanoti vari kutosvima musodzi nekufara nezvakaitwa nechikwata chavo mukiyoka zvine mutsindo vakashaya ava.
Kana misodzi chaenda chema wena nekuhwina kwaita Dynamos.
Mitambo yese yakapera seizvi. Mugovera ZPC Kariba 1 Cholocho Pirates 0 Blue City 0 Harare City 2 Nesondo Triangle 0 Wange 1 Dynamos 2 Ngezi Platinum Stars 0 Highlanders 2, Aumine 0, Mutare City Rovers 0, Capes United 2, Border Strikers 0, Chapungu 2. Kwatambwa mitambo gumi, zvikwata zvina, zviri pamusoro-soro ndeizvi. Capes United 21 points, ZPC Kariba 21 points, Highlanders 20 points, FC Platinum 20 points. Zvikwata zvina zviri pasi pasi ndeizvi. Ngezi Platinum Stars 8 points. Cholocho Pirates 8 points. Mutare City Rovers 6 points. Border Strikers 3 points. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare ndini Michael Kariati.
Chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushomeka kwemari munyika. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp namba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezve nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Komiti yeparamende inoona nezvezvicherwa inoti vari kutungamira kucherwa kwemangoda kwamarange vari kutadza kutsanangura kuti mari yacho iri kufambiswa sei. Nyaya yekushomeka kwemari yopararira munyika zvepakuti vakawanda vanetseke kuiwana. Hurumende yorambidza zvinhu zvakawanda kupinda munyika izvo zvoshorwa neveruzhinji. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutumira tsambambozha, dzitumirei kustudio 7 at voanews.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelous Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 20th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Civil servants fume over plans by the government to pay their salaries next month.
There are so many things that they are going to try and come up with so many explanations. I think we have gone beyond explanation.
Serious shortages of the rand, Chinese yuan and other foreign currencies unsettles depositors in Zimbabwe.
We have been waiting here since, I think, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we are still waiting, and we are being told they have no money, even the rands and the yuan. So we are just waiting, hoping that maybe something come out, but it doesn't seem so.
And former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says she is ready to work with opposition parties in Zimbabwe.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Civil servants, union and organizations under the Apex Council today snubbed an urgent meeting called by the Ministry of Labor to discuss pay days for government workers following a proposal to shift pay days from the month of June. Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe General Secretary Raymond Majongwe says they did not attend the meeting because the government chose to invite them through a telephone call instead of using formal channels. The meeting convened by the Minister of Labor was to be attended by officials from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, Minister of Finance, Civil Service Commission and representatives of civil servants. Last week, the government announced new pay dates, with the Zimbabwe National Army expected to be paid on June the 27th, the police June the 30th, while the education sector had been slotted for July the 7th. The health sector and the rest of the civil servants are expected to get their salaries on July 14th and pensioners being on July 19th. Majongwe tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they will engage in an industrial action if they don't get their salaries by the end of this month.
All unions that met in Harare today, we send a clear message to government that we are not happy that they invited us to attend the government meeting through a telephone call. And we send a very clear message that we are a formalized group that needs to be respected. We are not a group of head boys or a group of vagrants that then can be called because suddenly food has been found and they must come and eat. We are a body that can articulate and can represent itself. So we are simply saying to government, don't treat us as if we are passengers on this ship. We are stakeholders and we deserve our respect.
What's the way forward now that you snubbed this meeting with government representatives?
We have been taught by the war veterans. We have been taught by the aggressive members of our society. If we want to get food, we must fight for it. We are fighting for our salaries and we are fighting for what is legitimately ours.
Are we going to see a strike by teachers or some demonstrations by civil servants?
I want to assure government that if they have not seen what they will see, then they will never see anything. We are people who are slowly getting tired. Of course, there are so many things that they are going to try and come up with so many explanations. I think we have gone beyond explanation. The level of opulence and extravagance that we see in the government line of duty, in government circles, in government individuals, is unbelievable. So we cannot turn a blind eye when we see that they are busy enjoying the wealth of this country.
That was PTUZ General Secretary Raymond Majongwe on the phone from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Studio 7 failed to reach Minister Mupfumira for a comment.
Zimbabwe is experiencing serious shortages of the South African rand and Chinese yuan as the country attempted today to shift to these currencies to address the current critical shortages of cash, including the United States dollar. Bank queues are now the order of the day in a nation with a fast declining economy due to subdued industrial production, low exports, lack of foreign direct investment, and other factors. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Several banks started dispensing the South African and Chinese currencies in banking halls and automated teller machines or ATMs today, but the banking public complained that accessing the money was not easy. One of the depositors, Simon Mugwagwa, said he spent the better part of the day in a queue trying to withdraw cash, but to no avail.
The situation is very much hectic. We have been waiting here since, I think, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we are still waiting, and we are being told they have no money, even the rands and the yuan. So we are just waiting, hoping that maybe something will come out, but it doesn't seem so.
This was echoed by Tekla's Nyowera, who noted that she could not get either the South African rands or the Chinese yuan in the banking hall and ATMs. She said that the Botswana pula and the British pounds were also not accessible, adding that those currencies would be difficult to use in her daily errands.
Even if they give us the pula and the pounds, we are so confused about the rate, the exchange rate, and the shops. It's so difficult to buy anything with pula or pounds because the people in the shops, they don't know how to change the money. The exchange rate is just so basic.
Another depositor, Garikai Murendo, said he managed to withdraw some rands and yuans, but most retailers were not accepting those currencies, preferring the US dollar.
It's difficult in using the yuan in the shops.
Some banking staff who refused to speak on tap said they failed to dispense the rand, yuan and other currencies because they were in short supply at their branches. Some other bankers who had accessed the rand and yuan said they could not transact because they had not been advised of the exchange rates by the central bank. Central Bank Governor John Mangunjga had initially asked Studio 7 to contact him for comment, but he was not reachable on his mobile phone at the time of going on air. However, the central bank chief told the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper that the dispensing of multiple currencies would help in easing the ongoing shortages that started when the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe announced its plans to introduce bond notes. The RBZ's proposal is being rejected by many Zimbabweans who say that authorities are planning to reintroduce the Zimbabwean currency through the back door. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
In a related development, Parliament's Mines Committee says it is disappointed that the recently formed Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Mining Company is not properly constituted and not yet fully operational when the nation is expecting reasonable revenues from diamond sales amid a crippling cash crisis. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Acting Chief Executive Officer Rich Nyashanu and Interim Company Chairman and Mines Ministry Permanent Secretary Francis Kudlanga were grilled for hours by the committee members who expressed concern that the company was not properly formed and that most of its activities were therefore illegal. First to appear before the committee was Nyashanu, who made a very short presentation of the company's operations but failed to answer critical questions pertaining to the shareholding of the company, its directors and other important issues. In his brief presentation, Nyashanu said the consolidated company had only sold just more than 500,000 carats in its few months since it started operating and remitted just $1 million to Treasury. But committee chairman Daniel Shumba was not happy about this.
Naturally, your report is condescending of Parliament in that it has got no detail, and you believe you can come and sit before us and read what every street kid in town has got and assume that we'll be excited. We are disappointed.
He ordered Nyashanu to go back and get prepared.
You must know how important this sector is, and that by trivializing what you are doing in your organization, you're affecting Zimbabwe, the economy and livelihoods of this country. This is how serious this is. You are undermining the financial stability of this nation, and I do not see that seriousness coming from you. We accordingly are going to ask you to go and research further, learn more, and prepare better.
The committee is expected to recall Nyashanu to give more evidence. After Nyashanu's presentation, then came Kudlanga, who was equally disappointing to the committee. Kudlanga failed to provide information on the operations of the company and a lot of other issues which the committee felt are important in improving the country's diamond industry. He admitted that the state-controlled company had not been established through an act of parliament and that its operations had been affected by the fact that some of the private investors who were supposed to form part of the company, such as Mbada and Anjin, had approached the courts to challenge its existence. But Shumba and his committee accused Kudlanga of engaging in illegal activities and presiding over the demise of the diamond industry at a time when the country expected a lot of revenue from the sale of gems. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti and current Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa have bemoaned lack of meaningful revenue contributions from the country's gems. The Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Mining Company has taken over the operations of all diamond mining companies in the country, but some of them are contesting the decision in court. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
A former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says she's ready to work with opposition parties in Zimbabwe. Speaking at a maiden rally in Matabeleland region this weekend, Mrs. Mujuru said all democratic forces should pull together in order to unseat President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party.
Others saying, why is it that my Mujuru have decided to come to Bulawayo? A lot of political questions, a lot of politicking about my Mujuru denigrating Father Zimbabwe, about my Mujuru not interested in these things. That's why I have taken a little bit of time to explain who I am. To me, Father Zimbabwe, in reality, he was my father. But you know, once you belong to different parties, they would want to wait so that they widen the gate by saying wrong things. That's why I've decided to talk about it. And I want to say, for a long time you have been hoodwinked, and I want to say sorry for that misleading.
That was former Vice President and leader of the opposition Zimbabwe People's Party addressing people at Stanley Square, Makokoma, Bulawayo. In another development, some youths are belonging to a coalition of opposition parties, the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA, say they've gone into hiding ahead of a protest march by the group penciled for tomorrow in Harare. The youths say they have been harassed and intimidated by unknown people suspected to be state agents since the beginning of last week. One of the youths was allegedly abducted on Friday and released the following day. We could not talk to the alleged victim as her phone went unanswered. Signatories to NERA include leading opposition parties like the MDCT, People's Democratic Party, and Zimbabwe People First, among others, which are pushing for electoral reforms before 2018 general elections. We reached NERA National Chairman Joelson Mugari, who says that despite the intimidation, they are going ahead with tomorrow's march, which was sanctioned by the police.
We currently have a very big problem with the youth executives who are currently organizing the march for tomorrow, whereby we want to hand over a petition to Parliament pertaining to the non-alignment of the electoral laws to the new constitution.
Why are the youths in hiding?
They are being chased around by the agents, the CIOs, all over after them. Imagine Friday they abducted a lady by the name of Rose from Transform Zimbabwe, and she was released on Saturday afternoon. And nobody knows where she was. She don't even know where she was abducted to, but she was in town in Harare.
So now, can you tell us a little bit more about the march tomorrow?
All about NERA handing over a petition to the House of Assembly. The reason being that we want to know the position of the parliamentarians as to the situation of the new constitution. We need to know how much are they pushing
how far have they gone with the alignment of the electoral law, to the new constitution.
Where and when is the march going to take place?
We are going to start from Africa Unity Square at 10 a.m. Then we'll go along Julius Nyerere up until we come to Nelson Mandela. Then we'll go along Nelson Mandela Square to Parliament.
And that was Joelson Mugari, National Chairman of the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA. He spoke on the line with Studio 7 from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss efforts by non-governmental organizations and some political parties to urge for youth to register to vote ahead of the 2018 national elections.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And now we take a look at regional and international news.
Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has released his controversial campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. Lewandowski, who had been with the Trump campaign since last June, was perceived by many political observers as having hostile relationships with numerous national journalists and strained relations with some Republican Party officials.
And five Kenyan police officers are dead after suspected Islamist Al-Shabaab militants attacked a police convoy as it traveled through the northeastern part of the country, a local official said.
People living with disabilities say the government should provide HIV/AIDS information to cater for their needs in order to combat its spread among them. Some members of the Freedom to the Disabled Persons in Zimbabwe say their members are getting infected owing to lack of HIV/AIDS information. They say most HIV/AIDS pamphlets, condoms and related items are not written in Braille, though the Minister of Health has been providing some relevant material for people living with disabilities. Our correspondent Lloyd Amoyo has more details from Mutare.
Some of the people living with disabilities say they have struggled over the years to access HIV/AIDS information written in Braille, and to make matters worse, they've never attended workshops that normally conduct sessions in sign language. Piwa Zapasi of the Freedom to Persons Living with Disabilities in Zimbabwe says HIV/AIDS information packages are normally not properly packaged as they are not written in Braille, while the deaf cannot receive information at times owing to lack of caregivers fluent in sign language.
Most of the materials being used on the HIV and AIDS are either sideline people with disability. For example, some brails are not there, read for HIV and AIDS. We find much of the information, for example, from a condom, much of the information in Gelipo is in written, it's not in braille, in which it doesn't mean that a blind person cannot use the condom.
Zapasi further says people living with disabilities like albinos are being targeted by unscrupulous Zimbabweans who believe that having sex with them can result in them being cured of the HIV virus. He says the bottom line is that they have been discriminated for a long time.
Those are the myths within our society. Also, I come to the issue of accessibility of information. We are excluded in the issues of HIV and AIDS. Maybe in the area because we are the minority group, which we have been taken as the people who are not suited to that information. It has been happening for many years and it's still happening, in which the people are being deprived from the rights to access the information.
Zapati says all hope is not lost, though, since they strive to get included in data sharing on many health issues.
In this case now, we are advocating for total inclusion of the people of disability in all activities, so that maybe it could be a source of eradication of this disease. I think that's the way forward.
Wallace Mfuma of the Freedom to the People Living with Disabilities says all organizations involved with the people living with disabilities should work together to lobby for the government to seriously take the health issues affecting them seriously. Mfuma says this should prevent the abuse and exclusion of people living with disabilities from critical health information that is to be easily accessible and usable.
Right, as Freedom to the Disabled Persons in Zimbabwe, we would want all DPOs, disability organizations, to have combined efforts to try to sensitize citizens about disability, about HIV. This is very correct that disabled people are not spared. They are the most vulnerable people. There are a lot of myths around this. Some would want to have affair or sex with people with disabilities so that they will be cured. Especially people with albinism are the most vulnerable group. People who are wheelchaired are also another group.
Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from provincial medical officials and Health Minister David Parenya Twam. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.
Today is Refugee Day, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. Millions of people are displaced in the world due to unending political strife in their nations. In his message to make the day today, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said, quote, "Our responses to refugees must be grounded in our shared values of responsibility, sharing, non-discrimination and human rights, and in international refugee law, including the principle of non-refoulement," end quote. Some Zimbabweans are among millions of refugees that are struggling to survive in other countries. For a view on this, Studio 7's Chioniso Jani reached Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer.
World Refugee Day honors the rights of people globally to seek asylum, to seek refuge, and to be protected beyond their borders when their own countries of nationality are unable to offer them protection. Zimbabwe has been home to a number of refugees from within the region, particularly from the Democratic Republic of Congo, but as far afield as Ethiopia and Eritrea. But also, interestingly for Zimbabwe, there are hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans who have fled their own country to seek refuge in neighboring countries, particularly in South Africa and Botswana. So it is a reflection of the challenges of internal conflicts and crises.
But it seems there is confusion in terms of being accepted by neighboring countries because of the predicament that we are going through.
For Zimbabwe, the challenge is the need for SADC to acknowledge that there is a political and a socio-economic crisis that is manifesting in Zimbabwe, and that is giving rise to this mass exodus of people, and that countries like South Africa and Botswana should either ensure that these refugees have sufficient support, and also should push for a resolution of the challenges in Zimbabwe that are giving rise to that mass outflow of people who cannot be safe and secure in their own home.
You find out a lot of refugees are not able to come back home. Some of them are seeking asylum. And what does that mean then for those that are in the diaspora without adequate documentation to remain in those countries?
You are quite right that there are hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans who are living lives of squalor and suffering and destitution in the diaspora, who long each day to return to Zimbabwe, but who are too afraid to do that because of the fear of persecution by a regime that does not want to embrace the human rights discourse and human rights values that are enshrined in our constitution.
That was Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, speaking with Studio 7 from Berlin, Germany. And in sports news, it was a bad day in the office for the Chevrons of Zimbabwe at Harare Sports Club this afternoon after the Zimbabweans were once again on the losing end, going down to India by 10 wickets in the second of their three T20 match series. Our reporter Michael Cariati has more details.
The manner in which Zimbabwe played was just the opposite of the splendid show they put up Saturday when they won the opening T20 game by 2 runs. With Elton Chigumbura, the star of the show, with an unbeaten 54 runs. However, this afternoon, by the 10 of the 16th over mark, Zimbabwe had lost as many as 7 wickets and had amassed only 81 runs, with Chigumbura out on a little 8 runs. Peter J. Moore, top scored for Zimbabwe with a paltry 31 runs, as the Zimbabweans struggled for a disappointing total of 99. After they allotted 20 overs and after using all their 10 wickets. Only 4 other Zimbabwean batsmen, Malcolm Mwala, Chamuchi Baba, Donald Chiripano and Hamilton Masakadza, managed double figures, but those were not even more than 15 runs. The Indians had no trouble chasing the Zimbabwean target and needed only 2 batsmen, Mandeep Singh, who hit 52, and Lokesh Rahul, who was on 47, for a total of 103 runs without loss. This is the first time in history that India has won a T20 game by 10 wickets. The two teams are now 1-0 in the three-match series, with the decider coming Wednesday. However, there are a few who believe the Chevrons will salvage something out of the series. In other sports news, in the Premier Soccer League, Capes United are the new leaders of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League after they beat Mutare City Rovers 2-0 this weekend, while Jaramos gave a fitting tribute to their 8 supporters who died in a road accident last week. Ocean Msure says they wish to win all their remaining matches to give the departed a fitting tribute. Coach Lloyd Mtasa also said the win was for the deceased fans and those that were blocked from attending the fixture against Singezi Platinum Stars through a blanket stadium ban over violence.
We owe it to the fans. This is one for them. And more so, if you look at one occasion, there are instances where people were saying maybe we'll play in an empty stadium.
Mutasa has picked up 9 points in the past 4 games, and the former FC Platinum coach is satisfied with the transformation that Dynamos is going through.
9 points out of 12 is a fair assessment.
For Ngezi Platinum Stars, alarm bells are ringing after the loss to Dynamos, which came a week following another defeat to Harare City. Assistant coach Clifton Kadurira is a worried man.
Since we are approaching the window, so we have to beef up in the strike person. Maybe we can find the solution of our scoring.
Now to rugby. The dream of the Zimbabwe Sevens rugby team of qualifying for the Rio Olympics ended over the weekend following the global qualifying tournament held in Monaco. The Cheetahs finished 9th overall in a 16-team tournament and were eliminated early from the contest. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our host will be talking with listeners about cash shortages in Zimbabwe as the country tries to use the South African rand and Chinese yuan. The two currencies are now in short supply, like the United States dollar.
If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077.
Now to recap today's top stories.
Civil servants fume over plans by the government to pay their salaries next month.
Serious shortages of the rand, Chinese yuan and other foreign currencies unsettles depositors in Zimbabwe.
And former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says she is ready to work with opposition parties in Zimbabwe.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungameli Nkomo. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela Silo Chris silichona njani mthwakazo muhle ikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 20 ngohlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngintungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje kuqhamuka udlakela emngceleni weBait Bridge abantu abavela kule South Africa becatshulwe ukuthathelwa impahla yabo ngoba uhulumende ethule umlayo ovimba ukungena kwenye impahla egoqela ukudla
kubekele phambili ngohlelo lezade sibenza eAfrica Empress Group way 5 to 6 lokhu occupier bathe bephakathi ku-occupier laba abantu balandwa i-riot police yabaguqa yababhuqa abanye bakhona tshaya baqhamuka amaqolo bavalelwe kathesi esibhedlela esikhulu saseHarare se-Avenue Clinic.
Abaqhubeka ngokutshengisela e-Africa Unity Square besola umbuso kamongameli Mugabe babhaxabulwe kabuhlungu ngamapholisa namuhla njalo sikhuluma nje abanye babo bayelatshwa esibhedlela se-Avenues. Uhulumende uthi isilinganiso sabantwana abangaphezu kwengxenye ekhulu yalabo abamele banathe imithi abaphila legciwane ama-ARVs kabayifinyeleli. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqhamuke udlakela emngceleni weBait Bridge ngemva kokucaphuka kwabantu sebethathelwa impahla yabo abayithenge kwele South Africa ngoba uhulumende ethule isinqomo sokwalisa ukungena kwenye impahla egoqela ukudla. Lolu dlakela lubikwa lube lubi phakathi kwalaba bantu lezisebenzi izogatsha lwezimra. Umqondisi walolu hlangothi ubikwa eze wacina evumela abantu ukungena lempahla kungela kubhadala imithelo okugcine kuqeda lumsindo. Kunjalo nje abaqhubeka ngohlelo lokutshengisela e-Africa Unity Square besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe leZANU-PF abaningi babhaxabulwe kabuhlungu ngamapholisa eHarare namuhla njalo sikhuluma nje bayelatshwa esibhedlela se-Avenues. Abachayiweyo laba bagoqela umnumzana Patson Tsamara, uLinda Masariri, uTatenda Mombeyarara, uOliver Chikumi Makomborero Haruzibishe, uPride Mukono labanye. Sigxume isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeTajamuka engenye ekhokhela ukutshengisela lokhu umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi.
Yebo, kuloqiniso kulo amalunga ethu ade khona e-Africa Unity Square abefuna ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lezade sibenza e-Africa Unity Square way 5 to 6 lokhu occupier. Bathe bephakathi ku-occupier laba abantu balandwa i-riot police yabaguqa yababhuqa abanye bakhona tshaya baqhamuka amaqolo bavalelwe kathesi esibhedlela esikhulu saseHarare se-Avenue Clinic.
Akula yini ababotshiwe?
Akula ababothiwe, babhongutshawa kuphela batshiywa bengani sebefile. Bagoqela uPatson Zamaru, uLinda Mfariri, uOliver Chikumba, uTatenda Mombeyarara, Makomboro Haruzibishi, labo Pride Mkhono, labanye bade bebuthene khonapho ukuthi benze uhlelo lolade sivele silenzwa.
Bathe betshaywa khonapho, amapholisa achasisile yini ukuthi abatshayelani?
Abangachasisele ukuthi amapholisa abangufika kuphela ebhuqa abantu esithi bachitheke bengabuthali lapho esigodlweni se-Africa Unity Square.
Umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yetajamuka yona esola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe lezanu PF yakhe. Ukwehluleka kukahulumende ukuholisa izisebenzi zakhe iholo lalinyanga sokucunule iningi lezisebenzi ezigoqela ababalisi, abongi, odokotela, amasoja lamapolisa. Embikweni wethule ngolwesihlanu, uhulumende uthe amasoja wona ekade emele ehole ngeviki edluleyo asezahola mhlaka 27 kulinyanga, amapolisa wona azahola mhlaka 30. Ababalisi babikwa bezahola mhlaka 7 ngenyanga ezayo, kuthi odokotela bahole mhlaka 14. Abakumpentsheni bona bazahola mhlaka 19 ngenyanga ezayo. Izisebenzi eziningi zithukuthele kakhulu ngalolu daba. Namhla khona ugatsha olubona ngendaba zezisebenzi belubize umhlangano lenhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi, abogatsha lwezemali kanye labogatsha lwe-Civil Service Commission. Phezu kodaba lolu, kodwa abamela isebenzi balile ukuhamba. Sixhume isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yababalisi, i-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Vusumuzi Mahlangu.
Lolu ludaba olubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ke uhulumende ke uthi sedlulisele ilanga lokuthi ababalisi bahole phambili. Kusesithi ke ilanga lokuthi ababalisi bahole selimhlaka 7 likazi. Lokho sikubona nje kuyinto efana lokuncindezela ngoba ke siyakwazi ukuthi ke iholo leli vele ke libuya nje lapha lincinyane. Nxa seliphuza kanje okusitsho ukuthi kuzabazima kakhulu ukuthi ababalisi bafike emsebenzini ngoba imali levele ayeneli. Nxa isiphuzile sokusenza isimo sangikhona sibe sibi kakhulu.
Akhona yini amanyathelo elizawathatha lilakukukhalala umsebenzi?
Ye, thina ke njenge-Progressive Teachers Union sobe sikhangelela ukuthi-ke nxa kukuthi-ke iholo lesikhalibuyi ngesikhathi-ke umqatshi wethu sokumele ukuthi-ke abone ukuthi-ke uzasinika imali yokuthi siye emsebenzini ngoba-ke eyethu imali isiphelile ukuthi sihambe emsebenzini. Lokho kuzadala ukuthi-ke ababalisi bangasasifike emsebenzini ngoba bengenayo imali ukuthi bagade baye emsebenzini.
Ukhona indlela eliphathwa ngayo nguhulumende Mahlangu ungathi iphazamisa njani ezemfundo?
Ye, iyaphambanisa kakhulu indlela uhulumende asiphatha ngayo ngoba ke siyananzelela ukuthi yonke into eyenzakalayo lapha kasitelwa ngaphambilini yenziwa kuphela ukuthi ke sesitelwa. Lokho kudala ukuthi ababalisi bangasebenzi ngendlela eqondileyo ngoba babe sebelezinswelo eziningi, bafuna ukudla, bafuna ukugada bayele, njalo nje kulapho abahlala khona kufunakala imali. Konke lokhu kuyadala ukuthi ke umuntu angasasebenzi ngenhliziyo yakhe wonke, ekukhandela ukuthi isikhathi esiningi sizachithwa ababalisi bengikho emsebenzini ngenxa yokuthi-ke abatholanga izimali zabo eziqondileyo. Kukanti-ke noma-ke imali lezi imiholo le yifakiwe emabhanga, siyananzelela kathesi kusilela kwemali emabhanga, so kuthathe isikhathi ukuthi ababalisi baze bayithole imali yabo, ikakhulu abasebenzela emaphandleni. Kubazima ukuthi bafike lapha bathole imali yabo ngesikhathi babuyele bayokwenza umsebenzi abayiwo bawuqathelweyo. So konke lokhu kumisela izifundo emuva kakhulu ebantwaneni abasesikolo.
Umnumzana Vusumuzi Mahlangu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela ababalisi, i-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Amabhanga amanengi elizweni abikwa esesipha uZulu imali yamazwe achiyeneyo, hatshi idola leMelika kuphela, lanxa nje abantu bekhala ngokuthi laleyo mali kayitholakali lula. Iningi lalawa mabhanga liqale ukupha abantu irandi lakwele South Africa kanye le mali yakwele China. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphephele kwele South Africa zithi kaziphathwanga kuhle kuleli lizwe. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa ithi iziphepheli ziyabandlululwa kanti njalo ziholiswa imali ephansi. Inhlanganiso le yethule imbiko namhla ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo eziphepheli emhlabeni jikelele ele World Refugee Day. Ugatsha olubona ngeziphepheli kumanyano we-United Nations luthi kuleziphepheli ezedlula i-65 million emhlabeni jikelele ezibaleka emazweni azo ngezizathu ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela izimpi. Zinengi izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphephele kwele South Africa. Sigqume isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngqabuto Mabena.
Usuku lolu usuku lweziphephele lulusuku oluqhakathekileyo umhlaba wonke ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ziziphephela eSouth Africa. Siyabona futhi iziphephele zisuka emazweni afana leNorth Africa bewela elwandle bezama ukuthi bayephetsheya baye-Europe. Kulusuku olukhulu kakhulu ngoba siyakwazi nangapha uhlupho olusihluphayo njengeziphephele lokho ngolwasemzini abathi xenophobia. Kube sosiba lalokhu futhi okusihluphayo amathuba omsebenzi kanti-ke lokuswela ke izincwadi zokuhlala ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi loba yebo ye abantu izalwane zaseZimbabwe esifa 198,000 zathola incwadi lezi ezingama special permit ukuthi zihlale njalo zikhona ezilutshwane zezincwadi lezi ezingathi ngolwasemzini ngama slum documents. Kodwa siyananzelela kakhulu ukuthi kusukela ngo-2010 kuze kufike khathesi sokulabantu abaningi abengedlula labo abalayo izincwadi lezi ezokuhlala esingathi ngama special permits abangelalutho. Ubuningi babantu labo basebenza nje emgwaqweni ukuthengisa imbhida, amatamatisi, abanye basebenza emasaluni kugela lokwenza izinwele kanti le makontrakini lapho abasebenza khona ngabantu futhi abaphiwa ihole elincane ngoba kungabantu abangekho emthethweni kulele leSouth Africa. So lolu kulusuku olwenza ukuthi sikhumbule ukuthi siye sikhume ngodaba lolu ukuthi kathi kungani iziphephele ziphiwa iholo eliphansi okudlula izizalwane zalapha kumbe abantu bokuza kodwa bona balezincwadi ezisemthethweni. So lolu suku lusikhumbuza ke lokhu ukuthi sikhulume ngakho la malungelo ukuthi umuntu lobe yiziphephele amalungelo okumele abe lawo.
Ukhona okuxotsha izizalwane zeZimbabwe zisiza khona ngapho kungalungisiswa njani Mabena?
Into engenza ukuthi kulunge akusekho ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuthi kulungiswe indlela ilizwe elibuswa ngakhona ngoba anti siyabona khathesi ukuthi imali kayikho ngeke ngaba lenhlanhla kuba kobulawayo ngolwesine la ngomgqibelo kumabhenki bongangithiwa mhlawumbe kulomholi ozabuye zo-addressa irali kanti abantu balinde imali ngeyabo bayisebenzela imali ayinkho. Ngolwesine bengisemaphandleni abantu labakhuluma ngayo emakhaya ukuthi imali emabhenki ayitholakali abantu baboleka izimali bagada abadala besiyadinga ipentsheni yabo xa befika khona kakula mali.
Umnumzana Ngqabuto Mabena isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Umkhokheli webandla labaxotshwe kuZANU-PF leZimbabwe People First unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru ucele uxolo ngokuthuka umuyi umnumzana Joshua Mqabukonkomo emhlanganweni awenzele eStanley Square kobulawayo ngomgqibelo. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umjuru uthe uze uzokwakha ilizwe njalo inkethabechabi emulini yakhe ayikho ngoba umne wabo ethethe eMandebeleni kuthi indodakazi yakhe ithethwe eSpain, enye eManicaland, omunye umzukulu wakhe ethethwe eMasingo. Uzame ukuchasisa udaba lokuthuka kwakhe umuyi uDokotela Joshua Nkomo waxolisa ngalokho waphatha indaba ezithize ezigoqela ukunyamalala kwemali yamadayimana i-15 billion ethi ngabe ayinyamalalanga izigaba zelizwe ezilithumi bezizathola i-1,9 million kanye lobunzima obadalwa ngumbhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Others think, why is it that my Mujuru have decided to come to Bulawayo?
Abanye bacabanga ukuthi kungani umama omduru ebuye koBulawayo kuqala. Okunye ukuthi abantu bathethe imicabango eminingi bekhumbula ukuthi mina kungabe bekukhona okunye engakwenza okungayisikho, kodwa-ke yikho lokhu ngithethe isikhathi ukuthi ngibuye ngizoziveza phambi kwenu. Imidiya inhle kwesinye isikhathi, kodwa kwesinye isikhathi iyathatha izinto ezingayisizo. Kimi uFather Zimbabwe wayengubaba wami, ngiveze ukuthatha kwami isikhathi lesi ngizisiza phambi kwenu, kanti futhi njalo ngibuye ngixolise phambi kwenu ukuthi iphepha leli kayisikho lokho elalikuzwile.
Ibandla le-People Democratic Party lithumele iqula ebelikhokhelwa nguNobhala Jikelele walo, uMnumzana Gordon Moyo, ukuzosekela iZimbabwe People First. UMoyo uthi baze ukuzosekela uMjuru ngoba ebanxusile njalo ethe uyafisa ukusebenza labo.
Sibuyile lapha ukuthi sizogcizelela, sizokuba ufakazi ukuthi ngempela ngempela the lady, the iron lady. Ungabona umuntu esehla phezu kwempisi, that person is strong.
Abalwa impi yenkululeko labo bathi bayamsekela uMjuru. UMnumzana Christopher Ndiweni obona ngezokulondolozwa nokuthula kuZimbabwe People First uthi loba yena labanye balwa impi yokukhulula uZulu embusweni womncindezelo ulusizi ngoba obusayo eselocuku ukwedlula abamhlophe.
Thina as war veterans sesikhangela ukuthi as if we went to war, sisiba ngama-mercenaries. We never went to war to be mercenaries, ukuthi sifuna imali. We fought to liberate all these people.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu baze ukuzosekela uMjuru kunye labasuke eSouth Africa, lapho umongameli we-ZPF athe uyadana ngendlela izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphila ngakhona eGoli. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikoBulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo sebekhuthazwe ukuthi bamanyane ukuze benelise ukunqoba ibandla leZANU-PF kukhetho oluzayo, bese kulungisiswa ke udaba lokuthi ngubani ozakokhela sokulaphayana. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Linkuthazo yenziwe nguZulu weGokwe emkhosini okhumbula umuyi uMnumzana Moses Chokuda owayelilunga le-MDCT obusenzelwa koChokuda konduna uNjelele. UMnumzana Msukelwa Bhunu oyisakhamuzi sale indawo uthi le yiyo kuphela indlela engaphathisa ngoba sebediniwe kudlelezelwa inkokheli yeZANU-PF selokhu ilizwe lathola uzibuse.
Mna mbona ngani abantu singavuma ukubambana kahle kahle, siyaphambili ngokuthi into yenzakala lapha sezidlelezelwe kakhulu.
Ethi akula ngenye indlela sekudinga umanyano kuphela, ikakhulu amabandla amancane ukuze ibe khona inguquko oqobo kwezombusazwe lezomnotho elizweni.
Thina la mabandla aMDCT evele nasadinga ngokuthi bazama bayehluleka, so thina sesidinga amabandla ayaphambili enzele ukuthi sibone ukuthi siya ngaphi sisuka ngaphi.
Umuyi uChokuda wabulawa ngabalandeli beZANU-PF ngomnyaka 2009 ngababesebenzelana loFarai Machaya, indodana yowaye ngusiba lukhulu enkabazwe ngaleso sikhathi uMnumzana Jason Machaya. Abanye ababikwa bamphathisa kulesi siga ngu-Abel Maphosa, lamadodana akogana u-Edmore loBothwell. Ungenwe nguZulu weGokwe, abamabandla aphikisayo, inkokheli yomdabu kuleso sigaba kanye labemuli yakoChokuda. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseGokwe, nginguMavis Gama.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe the connection kusasa sikhangela imizamo enziwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla ezombusazwe ukukhuthaza ontanga ukuthi babhalise ukuze bavote kukhetho luka 2018. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Ontanga bomanyano wamabandla ezombusazo zwe National Election Reform Agenda inera bathi sebecashile ngemva kokwethuselwa lokuhlukuluzwa ngaphambilini kokutshengisela abakuqoqe kusasa eHarare. Ontanga laba bathi kusukela kuvike edluleyo bebethwaliswe enzima omunye wabo waze wathunjwa ngabantu abangaziwayo kodwa wakhululwa ngomgqibelo. Imizamo yokukhuluma lo ntombazana lo obikwa ebethunjiwe yehlule. Abasayina isivumelwano senera ngabamabandla lichumi abalisa LMDCT eleZimbabwe People First lamanye. Umgcini sihlalo wenera umnumzana Joelson Mugari utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi okubamangalisayo ukuthi amapolisa abapha imvumo yokutshengisela lokhu. Isikhulumeli senera uNkosazana Thabisile Ncube utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bakhangelele ukuthi ukutshengisela kwakusasa kuphumelele.
Ye, bakhona abasha ama-youth aid asecashile bayahlaselwa. Angazi ukuthi ngingathi ngingabenzani PNV yini kumba ngama-CIO nama-CID bayabagijimisa bayabadinga ukuthi vele sukukubi.
Sizwa kuthiwa kukhona omunye othunjiweyo ngempelaviki.
Ye, bebemthathile nje u-youth director wenera bahamba laye bengambuza buza imibuzo bezama ukuthi bemayethusele ukuthi ama-youth abhizi alungiselela imakhi yabo ezayenzakala kusasa ukuthi benze umsindo beshumayele ivangeli lenera. So khona lokho nje kwangani inera yona iyathrethena iqembu elibusayo wamanje, so bafuna ukuthi batholise bengenza umsindo ngenera.
Kodwa uyona ukutshengisela lokhu laphiwa na imvumo?
Bekunzima nje ukuthi besibhizise ukuhambela khona lokho. Ngani ngaphambanisi sihambe kathathu sizame ukuthi sithole imvumo abayi-trade i-police clearance ukuthi siyenze imashi yethu kusasa, kodwa bekusehlula. Namhlanje nje yikho lapho esithole khona i-clearance yakhona. So kusho ukuthi kusasa nje imajethi yaqhubekela phambili. Siyathandaza nje ukuthi ikuthi yenzakale ngokuthula, kungabe lolinye into ezayenzakala ukuthi kuphambi kuphanjaniswa.
Ye, kodwa ungasitshela ukuthi njengoba lisethuselwa kanje liyaqhubekela phambili yini, kumbe bakhona sebekhalalile labo bangasafuni ukuthi batshengisele?
Vele siyaqhubekela phambili, yiko singazange sibuyele emuva. Bezama ukusingenisa ama-clearance, bezama ukuhlasela abafana bethu, bebathrethela, bebathusela, bebazingela ezindlini zabo. Kodwa hhayi, sithonileza ukuthi hhayi, thina vele asoze sibuyele emuva ngoba abanye abantu bafuna ukuthi sibuyele emuva sithule. Siyaqhubekela nje, siyaba ngomsindo into ezizawubanga ukuthi zokuzwa kahle. Emuva asibuyeli, siyayenza imajethi kusasa.
UNkosazana Thabisile Ncube isikhulumeli somanyano we-National Election Reform Agenda inera obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 eseMarondera. Uhulumende uthi isilinganiso sabantwana abangaphezu kwengxenye yekhulu yalabo abamele bathole imithi yabaphila legcikwane le-HIV abalufinyeleli usizo ngenxa yokungakhwabithi kwabazali ukuthi bahlolwe igciwane kanye lokusilela kwemali. Kubika uNothando Sipanda.
Abantwana phose amachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini, i-59.5%, abakho kuhlelo lwe-ART kuqathaniswa labadala abangaphansi kwamachumi amathathu ekhulwini, i-23.1%. inhlanganiso ebona ngokulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza eZimbabwe, iNational AIDS Council, ithi lokhu kubangelwa ngabazali abathikaza ukuyahlolisa abantwana, bakhethe ukuhlalela emnyameni ngesimo sabo, lalapho sebegula, kanye lokuswelakala kwemali, ngoba abantwana bethola imithi yama-ARVs ehlukileyo kuleyabadala. Ujaha osakhulayo uMike Mpofu uthi kulusizi ukuthi abazali abaningi bayahlala labantwana bengazi isimo sabo, ngoba abantwana benelisi ukuyahlolwa igcikwane ngaphandle kwemvumo yabazali.
These days kuyakhulunywa about ukuqakatheka of knowing status sakho, but abanye abadala balokhu bengahambisi abantwana for testing. Some you test kodwa bengakutsheli iqiniso, so you keep on unatha imithi ongakwazi ukuthi ngiyani.
Ugcizelele ethi imithetho eyalisa izibhedlela ukuhlola abantwana igcikwane ngaphandle kwemvumo yabazali yephula ilungelo labo, bengelawo amandla okuzenzela izinqumo ngempilakahle yabo.
Abantwana kumele bavunyelwe ukwazi their status, even if it means ukuthi behambe for testing bebodwa. Onesi kumele bavunyelwe to test abantwana abagulayo lanxa iparent ingavumi. It is only fair ngoba okuqakathekileyo yi-health yomntwana at the end of the day.
Umnumzana Melusi Mangena ongumbalisi uthi ukuze igcikwane lengculaza liphele kumele kukhulunyiswane labasakhulayo okuyibo ikusasa yelizwe. Uqhubeke esithi abadala balabantwana balegcikwane kumele bakhuthazwe ukuphumela egcekeni ngesimo sabo, bangabandlululwa, njalo bonke abantwana bakhule besazi ukuthi kumele bayehlolwa igcikwane bengakayi emacansini, kungakhathalekile ukuthi abayalaye emacansini ngumuntu onganani.
Abantwana abalomkhuhlane we-HIV abazalwa belawo balohlupho olukhulu, ngoba bazithola besesimeni sokuthi sebekhulile labo, so kumele beqalise ukwenza awabo amacebo ngempilo. Kodwa kuba nzima ngoba laba abaphila labo ababengelawo lowo mkhuhlane babe bebaninela khatshana bengabakwazi, okwenza ukuthi abanye begcine beyenza kube yimfihlo, okwenza kube yingozi kulabo abangelalo leso sifo.
EleZimbabwe lanxa lila lolu hlupho selenise ukwehlisa inani labantwana elizalwa lilegcikwane lengculaza ngaphansi kohlelo lokuvikela ole-prevention of mother to child transmission. Loba nje inani labantu abalegcikwane lisiya lisehla elizweni, iningi labantwana lilokhu lisabhekane lokuswela obenzela izinqumo ezivikela amalungelo abo kwezempilakahle, ikakhulu lapho bezelwe belegcikwane kubaphambanisele impilo zabo sebesiba ngabantu abadala sokumele benze izinqumo ezinjengokuqala imuli. Inhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization yona ithi wonke umntwana otholakale elomkhuhlane wofuba kumele ahlolwe ingculaza, kuthi wonke umuntu olegcikwane lengculaza abe kuhlelo lwe-ART. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Spanda.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu le-Capes United yilo eselihlezi phezu kwenkalane ye-Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yangempela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu le-Capes United lilemiklomelo engamashumi amabili lanye ngemva kokutshayela eMutare City Rovers ngetukanyanga esonto. Kundawo yesibili kuleqembu le-ZPC Kariba lalo lilemiklomelo engamashumi amabili lanye, kodwa lihlezi kundawo yesibili ngoba lihlohle amagoli amalutshwane kuleqembu le-Capes. Zombili iCapes United leZPC Kariba sezidlale imidlalo elichumi, ukuthi amaqembu amabili alandela ngemva kwawo athi eleHighlanders kanye leFC Platinum asedlale imidlalo eyithoba munomunye, njalo ale miklomelo yangamashumi amabili iqembu ngalinye. Iqembu leHighlanders linqobe leHowmine ngetukanyanga isonto, ikanti eleFC Platinum kalidlalanga ngoba iqembu okumele lidlale lalo elechikenini labadlali abaningi abakade behambele iqembu lamaWarriors kwimidlalo yeCOSAFA. Kundawo yesihlanu engalaneni kuhlezi iqembu le-Triangle, lona elemiklomelo elichumi lesithupha, njalo lelitshaywe nge-1 kanyali iqembu le-Wange. Ngaphansi kweqembu le-Triangle kuleqembu le-Harare City, lona elinqobe leBulawayo City nge-2 kanyanga ngomgqibelo, njalo lelemiklomelo elichumi lanhlanu. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Harare City uMoses Chunga utshele intatheli izindaba zemidlalo ekupheleni komdlalo ukuba lomdlalo ubungekho lula.
I will tell you, it wasn't easy. It was a very tough day.
Umdlalo ungikho lula. Uqale waze waphela lokuthi simile thina njengama coaches sitshela abadlali okokwenza. Sisiya phambili asoze sigijimele kumbe sikhangelele phambili kakhulu ukuphela kwesizini. kodwa sizadlala umdlalo munye ngomunye ngokubuya kwawo.
Ikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi, iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe ngama-wickets alitshumi liqembu le-India emdlalweni wesibili ohlobo lwe-2020 odlalelwe enkundleni yeHarare Sports Club namhla emini. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Hayi ke kwanele mthokazo omuhle, kodwa lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esikhangela khona udaba lokusilela kwemali elizweni. Olivalelisayo unguNtungamile Nkomo, lilala.